Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, the love that was so strong.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Dell Shannon bringing us back there. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos, the new videos that are up there. We're trying to catch up with our good friend Marie Dubuque on the video thing. She's a video whiz, and so I encourage you to check her website out. Marie, give it to us again, please.
It's youtube.com/mannersbymarie. Yeah. I know, I love videos because people don't read anymore. But they sure do talk about politics, don't they?
So I was just thinking, Marie, we were talking about how to have a conversation with your friends and about politics and people who disagree with you, who are on the other side of the fence, so to speak. So how about this? How about if when in the beginning of the conversation, you both of you agree that each side, each person has to begin by saying something positive about the other side.
Oh, yes. I'm stealing so much from you today, Jim, because I love that. Right. And that way you start out on a positive note and you're not in this really, really negative space when you have a discussion. And, you know, we were talking in the break. People say, well, don't talk about religion and don't talk about politics at parties. Well, then, okay, what are you going to talk about then? It's a really boring party. So
right.
You've got to be able to talk about it civilly.
Well, that's exactly right. And to realize that even though I said earlier it's not a ball game, this is serious stuff, and still at the end of the day, regardless of who gets elected, we have to work together and to run this country.
Right. And I think after the election, things are really going to change one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why everyone is so passionate right now. But remember, it's not worth losing a relationship over. That's what I worry
right.
about. I feel like all across this country, there are people that aren't speaking to family members
mm-hmm.
or friends who aren't on their side,
well,
and we have to get past that.
How about this? How about if I said, let's say that you're for Romney and I'm for Obama. Let's just say that for now. And I said to you, okay, Marie, I want you to tell me how you think things will work out with Obama in the office. And then I tell you how I think things will work out with Romney in the office. In other words, I'm taking the other side. I'm taking your side, and I'm trying to imagine what things would look like. And so I don't know. I'm just thinking of ways. Now, this is not to say that you don't ever get back to where you talk about the things that you feel strongly about. But it sort of takes some of the tension out of the discussion if you can, again, be intellectually honest.
Right. And I think, too, don't go in with the attitude, I am going to change your mind. I'm going to try to convert you to my side. That's not going to happen. And if you think that, if you go in with that goal and you think that that is what is going to be the outcome, you're going to be mistaken and you're going to be disappointed and you're going to be angry. So don't go in with that in mind. And I love that. Take the other person's point of view. Because then at least you can see where they're coming from, because you're not going to change your mind either.
That's
for sure.
Well, I tell you where the damage is done, and each one of us, most of us have taken this on as our own method. The damage has been done by the politicians who do the spinning.
Right.
Who refuse to tell the truth. When somebody has them cold, either side has them cold, and something happened that was really bad for that party, and the reporters have them cold, and they call them on it, they basically try to wiggle out of it instead of saying, you know what? You're right. That wasn't good. We shouldn't have done that. But instead of doing that, they wiggle. They try to spin out of it. And I think the general public now thinks that's the way to have a conversation. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they think those negative ads are the way they should conduct themselves
right.
at a cocktail party.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
What does it say about America? What does it say about us as a society, Marie, when negative campaigning works? What does it say?
I know. I wonder that every single day. Only it's not. It works, so it's not going to change. And we're just starting a whole cycle.
We should all look inward a little bit, folks. If you see a negative ad and you feel compelled to respond to that in the way that the ad intends, you should probably look inward and wonder to yourself, why is that working with me? What's wrong with this picture? What do you think, Marie?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if there's any way, if I could think of any way to change those negative ads, but I can't. And I rack my brain every single day because I can't stand them. I have to turn off the TV. They make me crazy.
Especially since the premise for any of them is probably an exaggeration, hyperbole, maybe even a lie.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I don't know how to solve this, but I will tell you that America needs to have a gut check with itself about how we talk about and how we conduct politics.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Marie, I need your website again, please.
Oh, it's youtube.com/mannersbymarie. I had such a great time on your show.
Good job today. Come back again real soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Bye, Jim.
Marie Dubuc, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.